Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to heritageradionetwork.org. Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, DJ Mama Sandra. Another glorious episode of Growing Good. We're running a little late today. I have amazing guests on the air with me. There's a little backup story. Many of you remember because, you know, we've talked about it. My son Wallace, who is now 2 years old, had a bit of an accident. He's all right. Everything is cool. But the day that it happened, I was scheduled to have this amazing guest on. So I'm very excited that we were able to reconnect with our guest. Her name is Bowie Zunino. Did I say that right, Bowie?
Yeah.
And her husband is also here, Jeff.
Barnett Winsby.
And I'm telling you, I'm looking at a very, very handsome couple, and it's very exciting. I've never had a mom and a dad simultaneously on the air. Their miracle is feeding or resting or bouncing outside in our courtyard, and we have a little tradition on Growing Good. Introduce your miracle.
Oh, good. Our baby's name is Gilvy Gray Barnett Zunino, and
nice.
She's 5 months old.
That's so wonderful. 5 months. You look great, Bowie.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing. You would not be able to tell. So these guys are the co-founders of the famed Wasaic Project. This is so sick. I'm so glad that you guys are on the air. I mean, I come from a musical background, so everybody that I knows you guys, or I mean, has been to your festivals. Basically, we're going to be talking, they're going to let me know more than I know, but I'll give you a recap. They run a sustainable artist residency, full-fledged up in Beacon.
Wasaic.
In Wasaic.
Not far from Beacon.
Sorry, not far from Beacon. Sorry. Wasaic is the name of the town.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because when I Googled it, why did Beacon come up? Is that like the main city nearby? It has nothing to do with you.
It's 45 minutes from us.
Oh, nothing at all. Sorry. That's so good. Good research, Alessandra.
Beacon's also really great, though.
That's quite all right. Beacon's fabulous.
Well, so Wasaic, New York, you're up there, and I did read a bunch of history. Again, this was last year when you were supposed to be on, where you basically got the town to give you, or it was it was in your family, the property.
My father's an architect and does preservation, he and his business partner. So they bought the mill, as well as the livestock auction barn that our project's housed in, and then we rent them and occupy them and program them.
So this began 5 years ago, and it started with, give us a little rundown of the process. You decided to take over this mill and barn.
Mm-hmm. So Eve Biddle, who's our co-director, and another artist, Ilan Bogarin, and I approached my father and his business partner with the idea of doing a free arts and music festival. And I have a background in education, but also a sort of hobby background in going to music festivals. I love community and music festivals. I was always sort of blown away by that generosity that happens in a campground. And so I wanted to sort of less the music at those festivals, but more the sort of community. So we had sort of as an interest in an art project, we decided to see what would happen if we started a festival that was free and sort of based on that sort of generosity, but also programmed with really exquisite art and very smart musicians and filmmakers and dancers. So we started in 2008. We had probably 40 visual artists, 15 bands, and 400 people came.
Which is amazing, which is a huge turnout. And the press took knowledge, like New York Times and everybody.
Yep.
Kind of just quickly picked up on that buzz.
Yeah.
And that has upped. And this year's festival, it's going to be 100. I saw over 100 visual artists.
So this is our fifth festival. We have 100 visual artists. We've got about 25 bands. I would say, I think, around 40 filmmakers. That may not be true, but around that.
You're shooting for that.
Yeah.
Shooting for
and, the and seven dance companies. So it's an amazing free programming, and it is absolutely family friendly, which we're very proud of.
But it's no longer free. There are tickets now.
No, it's free.
Oh my goodness.
The only thing that costs money is camping.
The camping,
yeah,
right. Because this is a three, it's going to go from the 2nd to the 5th, right?
The third to the fifth. 3, 4, 5.
3, 4, 5. And that means that all these bands and all these people, they go up there and they camp on your property.
That's right.
Do people also camp nearby, like in other camping grounds? Have you had like too many people show up ever?
We never have. We're always nervous. There's always this sort of like the rumors around town. There's going to be 25,000 people this year. It's
right.
Club, you know, and we really get like 3,000 visits.
Wow. It's gone up from the 400 original people.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Wally and I are totally hitting a day thing. I don't know if we can handle the camping,
Come on Saturday if you're going to come one day only.
Okay, then, cool.
Yeah, that's really the pinnacle of the programming.
Good to know.
Not that Friday Insider. Night is not worth coming to because it'll be fantastic, and Sunday afternoon.
But this is a family friendly show, so for families that you know, if you want to go up with your kids, we're getting the inside scoop here, you guys. Saturday's the day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you can take Metro North from Grand Central, and it's $15 to ride to Wassaic. And that's,
no way, you have your own stop.
Yeah, Wassaic has its own stop. It's just an eighth of a mile north of town, so you'll go right through town. We're still trying to get them to stop in town, but.
And so, how has the town? I mean, because you take over this week, they're probably happy because you're helping the economy.
It's true, but there's actually not much economy to help right now in Wassaic. There's not many businesses, but our town takes great pride in it, which is really
That's
neat.
That's wonderful to have their
support. We live in town, so we spent a lot of time trying to develop a relationship with our community, which is extremely important to us, and more and more each year you start seeing the town take pride in the festival, and you see kids selling lemonade.
And ownership
over the festival. And something that's really unique about our town and our project is that we're not this sort of isolated sort of field 3 miles outside of a town. Our project takes place in a town, so we have buildings peppered throughout this active community.
Right.
And so our festival is the whole town.
So how has that been, though, preserving your own buildings? That's a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not only are you guys the curators of the art, but you are actually the farmers of this land, per se.
Not the farmers.
I mean, I'm sure stuff falls apart.
Yeah, we definitely maintain them and improve them. I mean, that's the.
I mean, the landscaping alone.
Yeah, yeah. Also floods.
Yeah,
that's significant. Roof leaks. You know, there's a lot of that. It's a full time job, to be perfectly frank.
And we're getting wise to getting help, but you know, the first.
And you can only afford so much, and you know, you try and make decisions. And
but you know, our artists are amazing because we have a residency
program. Right, which is what we're leaning into. So you started with the festival, and then went, because the residency is just mind-blowing, and for everybody, that there's so much vast information about them. So they've also just redone their website, which I noticed right away when I called Bowie to do our little pre-chat. And you did this during your pregnancy, the website? That was one of your projects? That's a perfect pregnancy project.
We tried to, we had all this planning of trying to launch all these things before the baby came, but of course,
We should say that we partnered with Zootalores.
Zootalores, they're an amazing
they were our website
design team, and they did a great job.
Well, I'm bringing it up because we're going to tap into as much information as we can during this interview, but you yourself can find everything that you need to know. They have branched out, and the music festival that we just talked about is happening August 3rd to 5th, and it is, you know, the big thing that they work on towards all year, but I noticed there's installations throughout the year. There's one up now. It had this amazing name, Rattlesnake Mountain. What was that?
The Return to Rattlesnake Mountain.
The Return to Rattlesnake Mountain, and it's a painter, and that's going to be up for like a chunk of time, like 3 months.
Yeah, it's a big group show with 100 artists in this 7-story grain elevator, and that's up now, and it's open every single weekend, Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5, through September 2nd. So that is up, and that's up during the festival. So that's the art component of the festival.
Right.
And then there's a number of performances that will be happening.
And there's some other sort of surprise installations that'll show up that will be just really specific for the festival that we're really excited about also. So if you've seen the art already, it's worth it coming back, not only for the bands
but also just the freedom and the people and the energy, the collective.
There's
no
question. You can swim in our swimming holes. You can wander through town. You can meet people. It's really awesome.
You guys, you got to pack accordingly. No, I mean, I have heard so many rumors, particularly from friends of ours, This Frontier Needs Heroes. They were like, my friend Greg Joffrey came and played with Free Blood.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you got, before meeting you, this is totally, I mean, I've heard, you know, the myths. So this year I'm going to hit it myself with my baby. But so the installations keep going on. And then I also saw that you guys branched in and you've been reaching out to the Williamsburg community.
I think that's absolutely true. I mean,
I saw you had one event last year when you were supposed to come on.
Oh, yeah. We had a benefit. Yeah, a cameo.
A cameo gallery. We did a musician's benefit. And basically, what we're trying to do is expand our music programming into the city and also utilize that as maybe a little bit of fundraising in order to help us get more and more acts and also pay musicians and artists truly their value.
Right. So the whole thing started with this music festival, but then it just gets even more mind-melting when basically they turned it into an artist residency. And from what I read online, and then you guys fill me in on all the rest of the details, is that you take applications and you pick how many a year?
Well, that's actually kind of tough because basically what we do is we're year-round and we have two sections that are six-month sections. So we have like a summer and then we have like a winter, basically. And so what we try and do is we put out this call and people say that they want to stay between 1 and 4 months, whatever it is. And
just to let you guys know, that means that they go live there. And I saw this amazing rundown of you know, how the things get paid. Like there's like prices for couples and there's like prices for if it's you and you need somebody else to come. So these artists, they go and they live there and then they get their own, it looks like a horse stall or like what, they get their own like studio.
A giant horse stall, essentially.
Make your art. It's sick. And everybody helps each other and they have to have chores and stuff.
Yeah, we have a shared wood shop and a silkscreen studio. So people have sort of resources to build things, and it's a shared wood shop, which means, you know, none of us alone could have such a cool big shop to make work in, but when we all come together we have all these resources. We have an amazing artist team, Ghost of a Dream. It's a husband and wife team, and they sort of run our wood shop and help our residents. And Brianne Trammell runs our print shop, and she's amazing, makes beautiful sort of prints. And
these are permanent members of our community that started as artist residents, people who decided, you know, I think I'd like to stay. And that's been amazing. That's been the sort of most special thing sort of about what's happened to us so far, is watching our community grow and develop and change. And it's not a gentrification. It's just a folding in.
It sounds amazing. And in terms of just artist supplies, do people bring their own and share? Or just like, how do they eat? Are you guys growing food? Or
so we have two farms on the property. One is rooted in food justice, and it's run by a guy named Ben Schwartz, and it's called the Wasaic Community Farm. And so that provides CSA shares to our community. But more than that, he works with kids in the Bronx. They start seedlings. He brings the kids up. They plant them.
For you guys that don't know what CSA things are, because I just found out about this, this is when you can like give your money to a farm and become a member of that farm. And then every week or month, whatever program that farm has, you show up and you just get your vegetables and, you know, whatever is going on in that season. I mean, it's an amazing way to utilize your money, get the freshest things, pesticide-free, support a local farm, and just like, you know, hook your body up.
And you can also sometimes trade your services. So you can weed, you know, go and work on the farm for several hours, and that can trade. And we have artists who are sort of building farm stands exchange for CSA vegetables. And they've set up a little vegetable stand in town so artists can just run over while they're cooking dinner. So
this
neat
couple right now on here is doing, you know, kind of, you know, with all these amazing other people and these artists in the towns and all these people that we've been talking about, but they are hovering over and looking over all of these happenings and amazing, just amazing sustainable living for artists and music and filmmakers and farmers. We're going to take our commercial break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about you guys and how you have brought an even bigger, you know, part to the, you know, a seed to this farm by becoming a family at Wasaic Project, you know, with your marriage and your child. And I want to hear all about how you ended up, you know, how it's been going. So this is Alessandra. We'll be back. Cool.
Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef. Pasture raised on 150,000 acres in Central California. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, free-range, sustainably produced, humane. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, the authentic flavor of the American West.
Hey, everybody, we're back. We were just chatting up here. I've got Bowie Zunino in the house and her beautiful husband, Jeff. I'm not going to try to pronounce your whole name because it's one of those amazing ones.
Barnett Winsby.
Barnett Winsby.
Thanks, Mom.
So they are the co-founders of the Wasaic Project. In the first segment, we talked about the famed and hyped up festival that everybody's waiting for. It's going to be happening August 3rd. To 5th. You can find out everything that you need to know at wasaicproject.org. That's WASSAIC project, all one word, .org. You'll see about their art installations. You'll find out about other things we talked about in the first part of the segment, their year-long art residency, how to apply, how to get involved. They were just letting me know in the break when we were chatting that they've also started a fish, what did you call it?
Oh, there's an aquaponics venture on our farm as well, and that's it's called Old Forge Organics, and they use sort of a closed cycle fish and aquaponics or hydroponic.
Right,
it's hydroponic situation. But with fish.
Yeah, so
sweet.
It's amazing. It's year round,
and they even have some goats. And basically, people come up, they take over, and they just get this like free, amazing celebration of everything that Wasaic Project and all its members and township gave that year. Their efforts are on display. But now we're going to be talking a little bit more personally with Bowie and Jeff because they are new parents to their 5-month-old daughter. And I was just wondering, so when did you're doing back and forth. You're living there and New York, or you've given up New York?
My parents are in New York, so we're pretty much exclusively in Wasaic, but we try to come to the city sort of in our off season in the sort of winter, fall. Yeah. We try to come 1 to 2 nights a week, but of course we haven't been here, and this is our first time here in 3 or 4 months.
Oh,
and
thank you so much.
Of course. It's our pleasure. Thank you for giving us a reason to come to the city.
Yeah, that's always nice with new parents, right? You're like, yeah. Oh my God, it's the city. But so did you just boom like 5 years ago when this started, you moved there, or there was a transition?
There was a transition. I was actually in graduate school at the Rhode Island School of Design getting my master's in sculpture, which is where I met Jeff. And so the Wasaic Project started in between my first and second year in graduate school. So we started the project. The festival went great. I went back to school, knew we wanted to do it again. Met Jeff that year. Jeff came back and joined the team, but not as a co-director in 2009. And we put on another festival. Then pretty much right after that festival, Jeff and I moved to Wasaic full time. And as a team with Eve, we decided to start the residency program. So that was sort of the timeline. And then we haven't really looked back at all. And we've just dove headfirst into the Wasaic community and lived there. And now are raising our daughter there.
I know, with all these people. So let's talk about this. This is growing good. This is so amazing. You guys, you have children and you just keep on keeping on. And it's even more beautiful. So she must come in interaction with all these people all the time. I mean, she's 5 months, so she just started leaving the house. I stayed in the house with Wally till 3. I was like, but you probably didn't have that luxury.
She came a week early, and before her even due date, she was at a potluck with all our artists in residence.
Yeah, she's out and about. We were a little nervous about the whole fever in the first month thing.
I didn't leave the house for the first 3 months. And I mean, but now I know better. You know, now I'm sure the next time around. But with you guys, you know, you had to keep on. So you just...
out and about immediately.
But that's amazing. So your baby and those sensories, you know, I do a lot of show segments on something called sensitivity periods, which is like renowned by Montessori and Waldorf Steiner educations. And 0 to 6 is all visual, while the brain is like getting in balance with the ears. So she's just been meeting tons and tons of people, and there's art everywhere, obviously.
And nature too.
And nature. And so what's that like? Like what's a regular day like for you guys? Like when you're on there?
Gilby and I go on a walk every morning, mm-hmm. usually in a state park. We've got great, great nature around us. So we usually drive to Macedonia State Park, which is in Kent, Connecticut, which we're right on the Connecticut border.
I've totally been there, the falls.
Yeah. Oh, Yeah, there's Kent Falls.
Oh, I've been to Kent Falls.
Yeah, so that's another state park. So there's tons of beautiful trails. The Appalachian Trail goes nearby, so we often go walking on the Appalachian Trail. So every morning, Gilvy and I go on a walk. So she's, and basically right when I came home from the hospital, that happened. I put her in my wrap, and we went. So we do that every morning. Then we come home. I do a lot of sort of computer work, because unfortunately running an arts organization is a lot of administrative
especially
work.
From out of town.
So we do that in Wasaic, and then Jeff, we also run a bar in Wasaic, so Jeff tends to take off somewhere around there and go to the bar and do inventory and just sort of make sure that's running smoothly. And
so and we're doing a renovation, so I'm running that crew. And
what's the name of the bar?
It's called the Lantern Inn.
That's
what it was called before. It was just sort of a dive
bar.
Did
I read, though,
down.
That it was like set in an old brewery? Or?
No. It's sort of an old, you know,
but
it's
we
an old
we love the beer here. There's another show called Beer Sessions. Are you like having specialty beers, or have you gotten into any of that yet?
Yeah, we the first thing we did was install a beautiful tap system, and so we've got
really
great beer. And it changes quite a bit. It changes based on my whims, basically.
And is this bar going to be open during the festival?
Absolutely.
Or you can't do it? All right. Yeah. So then you know that's the after party every night.
Yeah. Every night there will be a DJ there that will be there probably until 2 or 3 in the
morning. Guys, you got it all covered. I mean, like, I'm so impressed. You are just living the dream.
And we're going to be raising our baby above that bar.
Oh, really? So that's what I was going to say. So you've been, have you been living on the mill or outside the skirts?
We've lived in almost all the artist residency buildings in town at one point or another while we were fixing everything up. But then last summer we moved above the bar in a apartment that the previous owners were in, and of course in total community
just like
style.
Us. Yeah, all our friends moved in too.
So we had 8 of us living in one apartment with one bathroom.
What?
Yes. Yeah, and Beau was pregnant.
And then I got pregnant.
It got a little hairy.
And then you guys were like, I'm pregnant.
8 days before our wedding, we found out I was pregnant. So then.
That's so wonderful.
It was so magical. So then.
It would have been great to be a little bit later, but.
But you went ahead with the wedding? You didn't wait till after the baby?
8 days, of course. Everything's ready.
Oh, 8 days before the wedding. I thought you meant like 8 days before you got engaged. Amazing.
Eight days before the wedding. No, it was wonderful. And actually, I wore my mother's wedding dress, which was a beautiful sort of Mexican wedding dress. And my mother had been pregnant with my brother.
It's the magical pregnancy wedding dress.
And everyone before my wedding was like, oh, are you trying to lose weight to fit into your dress? And I was like, please, my mom was pregnant. I don't need to lose any weight. And then I got pregnant. So.
And you got married up in Wasaic?
Up in Wasaic,
oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys are just like, it's your place.
It is. We love it.
And so now it's dwindled down to just you guys and the baby at the apartment, I hope.
No, we moved outside of town, and we're caretaking a property for a year while we do the renovation above the bar, and then there'll be 2 apartments up there and
end of
more,
August,
more
September.
Bathrooms.
Yeah, we'll be in our own apartment, and we've built it knowing we had our
Well, that will baby. Be a good schedule, though, because if Jeff needs to work, he'll be right downstairs.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like the thing for us about living in town is about social interaction happening organically. So it's a walkable town, which is pretty rare for a rural agricultural center. And you walk to the barn and you hang out with the people that are working there, or you run into people on the street and you can have a beer or go for a walk or whatever. But it's less about like really, really planning and scheduling your social interaction, which we actually sort of get anxiety from. So we're really excited to be back there just running into people. And
You're
just throwing the baby in the stroller, not having to sort of put the car seat in the car and strapping her in. So we're really excited about moving back.
And you were talking about her going to potluck, so I'm sure you know she's going to start doing all the art openings and
already at them all.
That's so awesome.
She's been to like
3
benefits already. Somebody was like, is this your baby's first benefit? And I was like,
please. No.
Embarrassingly, she's already been to 3 benefits. That's a nonprofit arts world. You go to benefits.
And when did you were you non-profit the whole time, or
no,
was that a process?
We're fiscally sponsored. We actually haven't gotten the final okay from the IRS, but we should be getting our 501c3.
Just got our final one last month, so that was exciting for us. We had a party for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
I bet.
But so that's amazing. Again, the festival is August 3rd to 5th, and they're talking about swimming holes. You want to pack accordingly. People should bring their own camping gear.
Absolutely.
And is there just like a process of signing in, or it's just total
and you can register online as well for camping if you want to camp.
Okay, so for camping, you do need to let them know.
It would be great. I mean, you don't have to. You can show up and definitely...
People figure it out.
Yeah. But it is very, very helpful because it helps us plan with infrastructure like porta-potties. Yeah.
And every
like
night we have a bonfire, so there's live music that happens. And then as people move down the hill, our live music at night is in the sort of natural amphitheater. The barn is built into the hillside, so we've built a stage sort of off the roof of the barn. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And then people go down and there's a big communal campfire every night, bonfire. It's beautiful.
And there's late night movies, late night DJ. We have our film program, which we should sort of take a moment to plug, is it's curated by Liliana Greenfield Sanders, and she herself is a filmmaker, an emerging filmmaker, and so she spends a lot of time in the show circuit, like
the festival circuit.
And she makes friends with all these people and asks them to send their films to us.
Sure.
So these films that get no distribution that are brilliant, brilliant, amazing films will be shown in our barn. And it's just
And this
one
happens
aspect.
All year or just at the festival?
No, just at the festival. We're trying to figure out ways to expand it.
Yeah, you could figure out maybe once a month jams.
We have access to, through Lily, just phenomenal films. So if you're a film buff and like film, you absolutely should not miss this festival. We have great, great shorts.
It's a short program,
and then she shows one feature at midnight. So
the point is that this couple is not stopping you guys. No baby's gonna stop them. No Hurricane Irene is gonna stop them. Nothing. It's just gonna keep going and going and going. And over a span of how many acres is it?
Well, you know, it's actually not that much because the town itself, the town proper, has like 200 people live right in it. So it's really, really small.
Oh, that's the town population. Amazing.
And then we have. So the barn itself, I think, is like 40 acres, but the majority of it is not accessible.
No, but it's not accessible. It's
most of that's
swampland.
Gotcha. But still, there's room to grow. I mean, you just never know. Buildings are going to go up. I have a feeling you guys are just going to get bigger and bigger. But amazing that you've committed your lives to a town with 200 population. So your child is going to be getting the best. She's going to be getting the city people coming in, but then she's going to be getting that country living. And I, as a parent, you know, that's just like the dream come true scenario. Yeah. You guys should take the time to pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, and happy.
You know, and as our community is growing and sort of our young friends are moving in, more kids are going to pop up, and that's so exciting.
It just happens.
Like Gilvie's going to have sort of a community in Wasaic, and she's going to be able to just run out the door and play with her friends, and we're really excited about
You'll
that.
See, you're going to start getting into like I got really into like Montessori, for example, and it's all based on arts, and then we were going to Waldorf Academy, and that's all based on, they don't have toys, they play with sticks and rocks, and I mean, so
imagination,
many
imagination, yeah,
yeah, so like fairy games, and you know, and then I just did a program about forest schools, which is something that's really big in the UK, and there is none in America, but one popped up in Saratoga Springs, and basically the children spend their 80% of their school day outside. Anyways, I'm certain that in your, you know, parenting quest, you will probably, I can assure you, I think you'll probably have some sort of kids program within the next 5 years.
We do have a kids program. I should say this. Yes. I wasn't going to plug it because the registration is over.
But that's okay.
But next year, or if you're in the area, we do a free kids program every weekend in July.
That's
and it's
amazing.
In response to the art. And actually, we had a great turnout this year. We have, I think, 30 kids signed up, and they're almost all from our local school district, which is really sort of like most public programs, schools in the area, sort of the arts are sort of being cut, and so
they're struggling in other ways too, so it's our way to try and contribute.
But
and
it's really moving to see the parents making that effort and registering their kids and making the commitment to bringing their kids on Saturday morning. So we're really proud of that program, and we have artists and artists in residence sort of volunteering their time to take kids through the art and do a response to the and do projects in response to the work that's in the show. So
that's amazing, you guys. You guys are just so amazing.
Thank you. I love you
so much. And the people, the gallery that stays open, you said 10 to 5. Is there somebody that's there? They got
to
call
in? We have a staff.
Cool.
We have a staff of 12. So we have an amazing team who works with us.
And they all live there too?
For the summer,
for the
summer.
For the summer, right.
Yeah, we have staff housing for our summer. A lot of great kids just gotten their MFAs in printmaking and museum studies, and
so if you can't make it up for the festival, you can take a road trip with your family if you're looking for more quiet times and visit this beautiful town, Wasaic, and see the art show that's up right now, Return to Rattlesnake Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And there's no need to call in advance.
No.
12 to 5 Saturdays and Sundays through the first weekend in
September.
September.
beautiful. Yeah. And you can just, you know, walk around. And again, if you're an artist and you've been inspired by this, apply to residency. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. And our festival show every year is also an open call. So both the residency and the festival.
So when do the artists that are in your residency, I mean, do they get like guaranteed, by doing it, do they get guaranteed that they show? Yeah.
They do.
So of course. By the end of it, you're in love. So how can you
know? This show, we have 60 artists from past residencies in this show, which is amazing. And we have a little sticker so you can tell who's been in residence. And it's really nice because our space is not a traditional art space. It's not white walls. It's this really unique, beautiful building. And we really love seeing work that's somewhat site sensitive. And when an artist has lived in town for 1 to 6 months, they obviously have a greater sort of appreciation for the building, for the town. And so they inevitably make work that sort of responds to the site in a really beautiful way. So I think that that's something that, as our residency has grown, we're starting to see the art just get stronger and more dynamic in response to the building. It's really cool.
I would say the other aspect of our mission is that we're really trying to support and promote emerging artists, musicians,
which is what
dancers,
I was just going to get to, yeah.
And so having someone who's gone through our residency program, we're already really invested in who they are, and right. We want people to see their work. We want people to understand their work. We want to get it out there. And so the festival ends up being a culmination of all of this effort that happens throughout the year, everyone's effort, and we're super excited to put it on and to have people see
and
it.
I'm sure they keep in touch with you about, you know, their openings once they move on from a stage.
Our Facebook page is incredibly active, and we promote all of their shows, and you start seeing like our residents curating each other and shows in Sweden, and it's really cool, this sort of community that happens, that starts in Mosaic and just sort of grows out. But you can certainly go to our Facebook page, and
but also in their bios, with being resident with SAIC is also something that sticks out, because it is you guys do choose that. How, like,
absolutely, it's competitive.
So just like throw some numbers at me. Like this year, how many applications did you get? I mean, it must be hard to choose.
I would say we get about, it's not outrageous yet. We get about 200 applications for probably 60 spots. And,
okay. But that's because it's a life choice when you're putting in this application. You have to be able to stop your life. Sure. Yeah. But, and dedicated to your art.
One of the things that we offer is sort of flexibility, in the sense that we don't have a requirement of time that you spend there.
So people can come and go?
They do. You know, obviously we want people to spend the most time that they can, but we tried to build this in a way that people who have a normal job, or they're an art handler or whatever, they can come up 3 days a week and work or whatever. Also,
I saw the breakdown.
We allow pets. We try to basically.
No, I saw the breakdown. It's like very thorough. You guys can see it on the site. It's like very thorough as to like what is available. I mean, I was so impressed with it.
We want to create a residency
like
that
people can bring their wives and husbands if the wife and husband isn't an artist.
Yep. We wanted to create a program that we would want to do, that we could do, and that in turn means that we're going to try, and no promises, because we're sort of trying to figure out the building
situation.
Well,
it has to do with the space.
But we really want to have a residency, or at least an apartment that a family can come to. So say we could go with our baby. Yeah. So we want to have a project that sort of is open to our growing, our peers, in the way our lives are growing, as you know, with families and children.
I would also say that the residency is a little bit self-selecting in terms of age, because it is a communal living situation.
Right.
On average, and this isn't everybody, but on average, people who are in their 50s and 60s are less interested in that communal living experience, even if it's just for a couple months. So it'll be easier for us to include a more diverse range of people and their habits and lifestyles if we have some other spaces for people to live in addition, so they can still participate in the community. And we're working on that. It's just, it's all about money sometimes, sustainability. And
It sounds like you guys have got it covered. And if anything, it sounds like you guys keep piling up on your plate. So that's better than having an empty plate.
Just pile it up with our energy.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, we like to be busy. And we're both artists in addition to this. And, you know, we love
right,
eating,
Bowie was
too.
Telling
we
me she majored in sculpting. And what were you majoring in?
Photography.
Amazing. Yeah. Wonderful. What a good combo. Well, congratulations to your beautiful matrimonious collaboration. Oh, we can see the baby. We're waving to the baby outside of the window. She's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bowie, thank you so much for the rescheduling. I will see you guys there. I will be there with my co-host, DJ Baby Walls. Balls to the Walls, Saturday. I'm going to be there all day. And I just want to sign out saying that that song that we played during the break is one of my favorite emerging local artists, Desert Stars. Love and light to you. Tune in next week. This is Alessandra with Growing Good on Heritage Radio Network.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our programs archived on our website or by searching iTunes for Heritage Radio Network. You can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website. Thanks for listening.